We need sensors.
Do we need sensors?
Do we need what? We don't need what?
We don't need shields.
Yes, we do.
We don't need shields.
You have 3 points of shields.
Legispark. Legispark can always gain.
No, one picture.
Well, that's true. You could just go there and start their engine and drive out.
But there are 10 life vests, I don't know.
That's true. It could be the crew.
You know,
wandering around aimlessly.
The cast ship is
taken over by some slag thing.
Missing 10.
Yeah.
So it could be those 10.
That'd be my guess. Mm-hmm.
We can take them, right? Don't be cast.
Yeah.
Well, the interesting thing is that they haven't flown it to their buddies. If it's cast.
Maybe we can put some in. Let's go find out.
Maybe that's a real adventure.
No.
How close are we to that ship? Can we close any closer for sensors?
How what?
How close are we to that ship?
Right now, you're probably...
Park
or Nicky? Yeah, right now. You can try to go
nudge it. That's fine. No. Modulate the sensors so they're not as badly affected by the ion field.
Can we really do that?
No.
No.
Yeah. Modulate the shields or nothing.
We're cool on my base right here. All right, what's
up? So, system engineer?
Yeah.
Engineer, could you please modulate the system?
System engineer.
Are you
in
there?
I am.
Okay.
You remember what your last one was? Hmm.
Yeah. Oh, good. That's 15.
Yeah. Well, we did the first step nothing before.
What did you
do? Oh. Oh, I pushed the button labeled modulate for
our
own store.
Oh, shoot. That was wrong. Actually, I got it. Okay, so you can get
a little sign right there.
So there are.
Again.
That tickle.
There seem to be 8 Suzanne and 2 Ingarians running around.
Cheating.
Well, who knows what they're doing. You can't get really good pictures of them, but you can see the sort of...
Well, sex party.
Yeah.
Those cats.
Can we get a...
So they could be doing, you know, running gun battles.
Can we beam...
Fight to save their life.
Can we beam a noise team aboard?
It's possible you could beam into the transporter pods where it's suddenly...
We can treasure them out and get parts of them and then they'll take care of the problem.
One of you might not make it.
As long as we've got a human at the controls, we're okay.
Yeah. Probably.
Okay.
Well, we just bring 2 restrooms just in case.
I like the idea. Bring red shirts and have a human at the controls. Where's that? Is it
with me?
Any human with 3 points of courage, that's all I care about.
That's fine, but I've never used the transporter system.
Yeah, who cares?
I was trained on it back in academy.
Yeah, I don't think any of us have actually used it.
Actually, no, I have
that's where she comes from.
Okay. Oh, wait for me. Hi, Katie.
Under your chair.
I used to have transporter. What was the system in the name?
You might have transporter.
Yeah, but I upped it since then, so...
I'm pretty decent at everything on the ship.
I can, you know, fix the transporters. Actually operate them. That's a separate
problem. If you put me in the transporters, everyone I beam across will die.
Oh, so,
panic.
So those ones are like strong life for using them. Mm-hmm. I mean, there might be people bleeding
to death. Bleeding to death and stuff like that. Yeah.
Because
Chris Mann's transport.
He's not human.
Oh, yeah. Never mind. They also said if I bend the transporters, everyone I beam across will die.
I'd be happy to demand the transporter, sir.
Okay.
You know what? I bet he's right. Everyone who transports across will at some point die.
Unless.
Except that immortality potion, right?
Yeah.
They fall into the rift.
Unless he's going to continue.
I mean, many main characters in Star Trek have become immortal. Wesley, Kerr,
Kiss,
Cass.
How many experience points do you need to save up to become a Q?
Yeah. What advantage is that?
And your P is
a lot. Perhaps.
Wesley did it in what, like 5, 6 seasons?
He will be
dead,
exactly. Yeah, so you don't need to show up that much.
I think he grabbed
a couple years of solid, you know, work, and then show up at time.
Wesley, I think he got a lot of bonus points for saving the ship.
I think he soaked up
in the universe.
I think what he did was soak up the visceral experience.
I think he was the gangmaster's girlfriend.
That must be it.
You know, that makes so much sense now.
Okay, away team.
Oh, I ran into Colin a couple of days.
All of the whole crew, of course.
Okay, all of us. The doctor.
Company.
I thought he was in, like, either the...
They moved back
here.
Well,
they're living in
Alice Security. Last time I was talking, and let's see, the engine's
still working.
Okay. Engineering.
So,
and quite
calm.
Yeah.
So, I have a red
intensive
running into
it.
Good to know.
Now, so this is the command crew, and at least two
redshirts. Colin doesn't
have redshirts, I'm pretty sure.
I think he knows of someone.
He has a wife security dispatch team.
Sure.
So, who's staying behind him? Effectively,
we're getting
locked out of the rest of the picture.
That's me.
Can't we just have, like, you know, the guy on the ship send this over?
We probably want one command crew left on this ship from what happened in the past, anyways.
True.
Now we can do a lot of communication.
You know, the real captain's gone on board, right?
Okay. If anything really bad happens, nice to.
Yeah, that's how it always works.
Yeah, the real captain's so effective.
She's like, Java,
she doesn't
move.
Has Lieutenant Wu come service her?
The gold bikini of the James. That's me. That's what I'm wearing right now.
That must be the new uniforms for the season.
The gold bikini and the chain.
Gold lemon uniforms.
Okay, so you're all the way?
Yep.
And how many security are you taking?
Two.
Two?
It's 7 to 8 odds, that's even. It's what? 7 plus 8
is not. Oh, no, 2 and 9.
I'll stay on the ship.
Okay, 3 are true.
But I was going to stay on the ship so I could do the transport.
Okay.
So, who are you taking the
S 3.
Okay.
The doctor.
The doctor.
There you go.
I thought I was the doctor.
You doctor.
You're the counselor.
I'm the doctor.
I'm the head of the medical department.
So. You're the head of the medical department, but you're a counselor.
It doesn't mean you're. The head of the physics department doesn't do all the physics.
I need some counseling. I'm getting this chain around my neck.
The gold one?
Yeah, the gold one.
Wait.
Energize.
I mean.
And you get 2 superior heads? Mm-hmm. 3 superior
heads.
2. Can I have one of the big blasters?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Why not?
What kind of phaser are you taking?
1.
Phaser 1?
I know we're going to go down there and just be fighting Kaczynski, so why are you can't train?
Okay, it's a 2.
Thank you.
We get 2. So there's a minimum stun. So security gets paid a 3?
No. Yeah, I'll still be on stun.
So I think the bridge has been transferred to your officer.
Seeing the big coffee ship. This one's a little higher.
Hey.
Well, I've never had the bridge before.
All right, so you transport.
I've never transported anyone before either. It's a first.
Is the bridge as good as everyone says she is?
Exactly.
Ooh.
You didn't see my eyebrow waggle on that.
Ship forces.
His eyebrow was lead waggling.
Lead.
I felt that. I got a very creepy date sweet life.
You.
Where's Dave? Is he dead?
He's in
the
last flight test.
Same
thing. Hot 10.
Is it logic?
No.
Is it perception?
I think that's too nice.
I got three.
Intuition.
Exactly.
This is going to be a tough transport, sir. You sure you want to do it? We could lose someone.
It's shipboard systems?
Yeah.
You got
three.
You're fine. Actually, it's a size scale.
Yeah. Reaction.
Reaction adds up?
Yep.
You sure you want to? This could be dangerous. We could lose someone.
That's what we get security that far.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Bring extra restroom, just in case.
I think we'll be okay, sir.
Is that a lot of courage?
Well, yeah, but I could still roll enough for all that I can't make it.
What? You can only add three.
Four.
Oh.
No, four's max.
Four's
max. Oh, then.
Okay. That makes it feel a little better.
Ready?
Sure.
Ooh, that was close.
Someone has four.
Kill everybody.
Wait, you needed a what?
10.
So we shiver for like 30 seconds before.
That was the minimum roll I could make. I'm having some problems here, so I'm just going to push the button and see what happens, sir.
Low would have killed someone.
Okay.
I mean, you know, slightly less probably if you don't get your phaser in this one.
What? It happened all the time.
Wait, maybe they'll remove my chain.
We just appear naked.
Okay. So it takes what seems like forever to transport them.
What are you doing over there?
Come on. We're attacked by creatures that live in the transporter strait. Exactly.
And you transport into a small room.
Well, apparently we're supposed to be on the frigate.
Yeah.
Hopefully we brought a readout of the...
All right, so you're on the platform, and you can see, like, there's tables and chairs
the
and a small room with doors out.
The power? Do you have light or is it dark?
No light, but as soon as you finish transporting over, the lights prepare to go out.
Hit our emergency lights and hit the tricorder for...
Emergency lights should come on. Right
you
away, right?
You sense for...
Emergency lights come on for about 8 seconds.
Clunk, clunk. Captain, you should have someone checking for life signs with the tricorder.
Right.
Everyone else should be pointing guns.
I'm going to check for life signs.
I check for life signs.
Okay. You both make roll.
I'll stand around and look important.
Both have medical tricorders as well?
Yes.
Okay.
I should look at the power system.
No, perception.
Oh. I look at the power system.
Right now you don't see anything. Because it's all dark.
Well, I can see in the dark.
Okay.
I think we're
good for vision.
Ha-ha-ha.
You go over to the console. Well, there's no power.
Click, click.
At all? God,
at all. This is an older freighter, so it's got, you know, not the no, open no.
Or in a medical tricorder, bro.
You can barely detect this guy right next to you. For some reason. I mean, you're practically getting nothing on the tricorder.
Yeah, I am.
Give it a lot of it because there. Would it be because of the ice storm?
Could be.
Is it because you got much cause against the tricorder?
Modulate the tricorder.
Systems engineering.
I kind of think we've gotten the science thrown things down. I modulate everything we've got. Okay.
I modulate the universal translator.
I can't understand what you're saying. What?
Systems engineering. Figure it out.
You want me to try that? Or you want to?
Yeah, somebody else take a look at it. Yeah.
I'll take a look at it.
Try modulating for the eyes. So.
I got a 12.
Okay. Well, this should do for the eyes, so, you know.
Yeah, see that big red
one?
Does it
better?
Ion storm?
Doesn't really get better.
Ion storm modulation.
There's some other damping. This thing. Can I scan it over? Anything else that might be causing it?
You don't have a medical transport.
Can I use my... Can I use my standard tricorder for check for strange energy readings?
Actually, we don't have the science guys yet. science tricorder. That's what we need.
I got an engineering tricorder.
The tractor is the lovely medical engineering.
Yeah.
Or Game Boy.
Game Boy.
It's not a security.
Oh.
I'm playing Tetris.
An eight. You don't get the lunch either.
Okay.
You're probably getting a raise of like 4 or 5 years.
Okay.
Yeah, is that.
Okay, do we have a little map of the ship?
Do we still have
and where we are?
Do we still have communications with the ship?
Any idea what's causing it?
Can we still communicate with the ship?
It's not the answer.
Hello?
Try to communicate with the ship?
Yeah,
you don't get the ship?
Man.
We lost communication.
Now we're trapped here.
We've built it to an alternate dimension.
Oh.
So.
There's a map.
I'm going to die.
It's not a permanent.
Yeah.
Build check. Build check on a starship.
This is just like alien. One alien on the ship.
Where are we?
Don't split up.
Right
okay.
There.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a transport effect.
Okay.
Then where's the bridge?
It's on the deck above. It's the bridge.
Where's engineering?
Engineering is over here.
Where's up and down? if the elevators aren't working.
Stairs or Jeffrey's tomb.
There are stairs.
Okay.
There
matters.
Wait, so
artificial gravity.
Little simple thing is a stair.
Okay.
This is pretty much the only door into the cargo.
Okay, so that'll
be
different.
Do we still have gravity?
We still have gravity.
So let's go up. That's always the last thing to go.
I want to go to engineering and get the power system fixed.
Okay,
So the thing to do, I think, is split up into groups of one with flashlights.
Okay, one group to engineering to get power and one group to the bridge?
Yes.
Okay.
Is there a medical bay?
Not really. I'm afraid.
No. One red shirt in each group, just for the interest.
Okay.
And one medical person in each group, right?
Yeah.
I'll go to the bridge.
Okay. Eric should probably go to the bridge.
Wow, you got a map.
Yeah.
So, one security, Eric, Coop, and then either me or Wu.
Doesn't matter.
And you want to go to engineering?
Sure.
Okay. Then I'll go to the. Wait. We got seven. Okay. Wu, Chris, and security to engineering.
Uh-huh.
Wu, Eric, and security to the bridge. And I go where?
Where do you want to go? Where do you want to go today?
Don't probably go with the bridge group. That's the most likely spot to go. Well, actually,
power actually we're in the room next to all the crew bunks and all. Let's check them out.
Well, actually, we should, after we split up a little ways, we should try to communicate with each other. If that's gone too, then
I check out the crew bunks.
So,
which are right, which
so
are left.
Yeah, we'll kind of go off to the next room.
No, I'm just standing there. I shine the light there. Yeah, we're here.
Yeah, that's another room.
Yeah.
And it'll take you as long to do that as it will take anyone to like go up the stairs. Yeah.
That's all just holes and dots. Okay.
Yeah. Air storage, air recycling.
So you're gonna the door's closed, you gotta go open the door. And then the monster closet.
Shut it. Really?
Mm-hmm. Ah! It's a prime thing! We're supposed to be a fucking prime thing! Not a bunch of random Star Trek bastards! You fucking bastards! We're supposed to be ninja assassins to survive this!
Ninja assassins.
Mm.
So anyway,
there's a shuttle bay.
I should go there.
I'm thinking about
just
going
in case.
Yeah.
You know, our communicators don't work.
No!
Stay on the bridge.
This is not a good action for a Captain Ted. Captain, what the lady should stay away from my food.
Okay.
She was three people, including you, were going to the bridge.
Three people, including you, were going to engineering. I'm recommending I go down to check out the shuttle.
No.
Okay.
I think we should check out the crew bags.
I'm going to say that
one. We should check out the crew bags so the food is still up. See if it was her.
Huh? You're going to engineering, Chris.
Okay. They're not going to be in their butts.
Okay.
Maybe they'll.
Yeah, so you. So you're.
Black, dead.
So this room with the transporter also has like a galley and the crew bug. So.
Okay.
You guys can stay on the bridge in case our communication don't work.
Oh,
so we'll be in here.
Right.
We'll
okay.
Try to fix this one pretty much all day, I think.
Whatever. So, which group do you want me to go with?
So
or shall I go off by myself somewhere?
Who's going to?
Wu and Chris and Redshirt are going to engineering. You and Coob and Redshirt are going to the bridge. So do I go to the bridge or engineering or
engineering?
Awesome. Also, okay.
Okay,
I'm with you. Okay. Off to engineering I go.
So
we're now in two groups.
Four.
Two groups. Five.
Do we see like hose on the floor, like acid burn?
If I see a cat, I pick it up and run with it.
Okay. I mean, you're pretty much you're using like your tricorder or something.
You're supposed to be in underwear running.
Don't we have those little flashlight, wrist flashlight thingy?
No, you don't pick up any.
That's the wrist flashlight thing.
No, you just, that's just, you're firing your phaser a lot, just on really
low. Yeah, continuous time. You just,
pick up a random piece of metal and heat it up so that it's glowing.
Yeah,
that's not very,
Or we could go into the equipment locker there and grab a flashlight.
Oh, yeah. Try that.
What happened with this door? It's stuck?
Yeah. I open the door.
So you go to the equipment locker. There are random stuff, spacesuits, there's some flashlights and tools.
I pick up a flashlight.
Okay.
I'll be the torch bearer.
How many flashlights are there?
There are.
I should hope this.
Only three flashlights.
It looks like they needed many flashlights.
Two left. Do we see like a bunch of places where flashlights used to be?
Yeah, that's what my empty spot. But
two flashlights get in.
No, actually, no. They're just. Oh, yeah, there are empty spots. But, you know, they're just.
Two of the people that are doing the engineering.
Maybe we should also take like bleeding mask or something. Well, so we brought that. So. Are there any?
There are. They have like solvent.
Okay.
They also have like.
In case of what? We get flight support. Like, we're already off. There's no power.
At all?
Yeah.
So we're slowly losing oxygen?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happens. You know, whenever we move power from life support to use it, you're just not generating new oxygen. It'll still last for days.
Oh, for a while.
Okay, how? I'm not sure if you can get
freeze hard.
I head towards engineering.
You'll freeze.
I go towards the engineer. Those are my last orders. With a flashlight.
Okay. So if you move Eric in a red shirt,
yeah.
Get to an airlock. So you step to the airlock. It's the cargo bay.
Okay, who's got the flashlights and who's got the guns?
I have a flashlight.
Okay, I've got my big gun out. Security's got his big gun out.
I'm like tricorder out.
I do have my tricorder out because I can only grab 5 feet in any direction with it.
Tricorders are useless.
Okay, I'm
on my
way. I have a
flashlight.
We did modulate them.
What?
We got rid of the iron, but there's something else causing problems.
So that you can do anything about it, Shannon. When you get back to the bridge, the freighter's gone.
Why can't he do anything about it?
Well, I start doing lots of scans and stuff for
that's
what I
like to let you like no one on the bridge said, there goes?
They just said it disappeared.
Oh, okay, like it went blank.
I told you.
He went to another dimension.
Oh, Shannon
can play your red shirt.
What?
Chef to play red shirt. Or
you can dog.
This is the first real food I've had.
That was my sushi, Freddy.
Yeah, lobster solid food for the same.
Exactly. Mmm. Crunchy, hard.
This at least is different than fruit drink.
That's true.
Okay. So you step into the cargo hold.
If anyone wants a cider, just let me know.
Pretty cool.
I'll take a cider.
In there.
Thank you.
There are no lights. There are.
I knew it could be lights somewhere. make your own ticket to the rapid.
Didn't you have really good hearing? Probably not.
The what? The hearing?
Yeah. What's Rachel thing?
Each.
No. No, probably not.
Infrared.
Okay, so we're dropping through cold hole.
You have infrared.
Cold, did I run out? Do I detect any secret doors?
Yeah.
I'm a dwarf.
I agree. I have plus one.
So, I assume while we're trumping through the holds, they're already in the bridge?
So you climb up to the bridge, or to the bridge level.
I have spider sense.
So who's going first?
I'm a sword.
On the bridge?
Well, onto the bridge level.
Yeah, remind him again. I don't think he heard you, Coop.
I am. These two.
Okay.
I have danger sense or whatever.
That's true.
That's right. He mentioned it, but he didn't mention
actually,
it.
Actually, don't you have leadership too? A little bit? Now that I think of it?
No.
Six sense.
Yeah.
That's what it is. You guys should be fine.
I should
have stood up. I have to say, I can basically have conversations without moving my lips. That's my total power.
So you're coming up from behind,
Tyrell
from the back, onto the bridge level. On the left are the captain's cabin. On the right is the storage room. In front of you, there's a little, like the ship's vault.
Mm-hmm.
Locker.
Well, it's actually a latrine.
Locker and a latrine, yes.
Nobody ever has a latrine.
Nobody ever goes to the bathroom in this universe.
Yeah, right outside. And then the bridge is through a vault.
Is that
door.
Star Scorpion, you think?
No. You know, it's a prime directive game.
Yeah. Oh, that explains the latrine.
Yeah. Very good about all these little details.
The prime directive you play like Ninja Assassin strike things who go around doing stuff.
Yeah, pretty much.
And you know, we're a bunch of bozos in Star Trek who will be ripped apart by the monster.
But we're in season 3, which has expanded action to increase the range.
That's right.
Exactly.
And slightly altered uniforms.
Yeah.
More cleavage.
More gold chains.
Okay. So
the retro outfits with the mini skirts.
So the bridge is through a bolted
still
door.
Have yet to get to the alien base.
Right now it's closed.
Okay.
Soon. Both of you can make danger sense. Which I believe is
search.
Yeah, search.
As long as no one took it. No one said a terrible thing about running around K-Port. We should be fine.
No, you got 8 points.
I think we're okay. Maybe you feel pretty safe.
11.
Okay. So you step out. Who has the flashlight? And you are second? Or third?
You're probably second.
Oh, wait, we have two flashlights.
So you're shining the
flashlight.
Yeah,
I'll grab the flashlight.
So you step.
Actually, I have it.
So you're shining the flashlight around. You have, you know, the Vulcan foot in the face. And you see something like scuttling around on the floor.
How big is it?
Rat size?
Large rat size?
Oh, it's
large
RUS.
It's a rat.
Space hugger.
It's a space hugger.
Uh-oh.
They wrote it to the usual size.
It's a sea lion of the usual size.
Seems scaly.
Uh-oh. It's a
sea lion. So, where did it go into?
It goes, well...
Chris, she's going to drink your ghost item. At least rubber that's all over.
Cider.
You know, there's a kind of an amusement to Val usually letting the cat get drunk off my cider.
Well, she actually couldn't get down to it.
It goes into the captain's cabin. It's Donald flashes his light around.
Okay. How does it get into the door? Through the door?
Captain's cabin door, though.
Okay.
The bridge bulkhead door is closed.
Okay.
Search captain's cabin.
So you go outside? Donald and the security officer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You step in. It's a relatively luxurious captain's cabin. It's got a sauna off the one side.
Whoa.
That's what you should be holding for the captain.
Okay. I'll go take a look at the bathroom.
Yeah. She's going to be what?
I'll go take a bath real quick.
Alright. When you step into the sauna,
the alligator comes out.
you see something like this.
Uh-oh. Big bug.
A little lobster sort of thing.
Ant crustacean.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like there's any place on that thing for me to know the pinch guys are.
Yeah, it comes out and starts wailing. Starts making this high pitched sound.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in the room.
Die.
This roll. Plus vitality.
Or die.
No problem.
So we got.
Someone got to roll for the red shirt.
Oh, that's true. Somebody's good.
He's human.
Yeah. Not only
you think one point. Soup, but they're like heaven for you. And it's really party.
Yeah. Just one point. Even though you're not very strong, I know.
No, I mean, I threw resistance.
Yeah. The security guy. His head, head,
head explodes.
Oh, what you got?
So I guess it means he's not shooting the thing.
11 and then you're a really good hearing. So
it's a pointy ear.
You take a point.
Okay.
It's pretty painful.
I shoot it.
All right.
It's first contact.
So who took a word?
Yeah, this is a first contact situation. You realize?
I shoot it. So callous this season.
It could be that this thing doesn't even know about laser technology. You shouldn't be sharing it. Well,
you can't share it with them, but they have to
know. Alright.
So what if you're the only representative of his entire species, and then you actually wipe in an entire
genocide
race?
Come on. You're all
genociding?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure genocide's against the Prime Directive.
I think
this is an entire other law.
Other directive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think this is an entire other law against genocide.
Okay, we can issue a rule.
Second directive. Because it's less important than the first.
Yeah. Coordination?
Yep, coordination plus reaction.
Okay. Five.
Six. Okay. So Donald's action will be cutting flashlight at it?
Yeah. What the hell is that thing?
Okay.
Now my eyes
are Google that now. And then it goes six, so. Actually, it should be going first. So it goes for your judgment.
What does it do? It
goes for his jugular.
And then fool around.
This seems dangerous before. So this would be hand to hand
combat. First contact.
Do you have, like, dodge hand to hand?
I have hand to hand.
And it's.
I'm combat.
Well, that's
the thing.
Well, actually, you
can
try to block.
Maybe that's its way of
saying
it.
It's showing its weapon parts open. Never, ever forgive Michael J. Straczynski for that.
Well, that was brilliant. Among your culture, it is traditional to greet people we've never met before by throwing you to get at their head.
Seven.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a sign of respect.
You fairly keep it,
four. I'm having my dice together. Close.
No. Everybody make a fitness roll again.
This is to prevent yourself from vomiting.
Four.
When you see his head being washed off, it the thing kicks it around.
Yeah, six was a good roll.
Yeah,
that's not the head ripping the.
So there's always another point
to kick it out.
What'd you get?
Four.
I could.
Mm-hmm. Your head explodes.
See, these were fried things, so someone would have killed it.
That's true. You start writhing on the ground.
Writhing.
In that game, they killed by the
way. Both the other guys are writhing on the ground. Uh-huh. Writing it, writing. Okay. But so I haven't gone yet.
So that pretty much fills your action.
Mm-hmm.
When did you use your special psi powers?
No, you were aiming to punch them.
I didn't. No, you decided.
Well, it went first, go first, and then you aimed it, and you shot it.
Well, if. If he falls down on the ground before I have a chance to.
No, that's at the end of the round.
Oh, at the end of the round. Okay.
Alright, next round. You and him. You're on the ground for now. You get another roll.
So, does it. If, just out of curiosity, if my department head dies, does that increase my chance of being arrested?
Yeah. Alright, always does. Let's see. You're on the ground. Yeah, it doesn't go at all. Alright, so. Make a dodge.
Also dodge. Good thing I bought the dodge skill. Too bad I
only
have
2 points
of coordinate. I'm done. I'm going to be in there.
Okay, so once again, you barely beat her back. Okay, that's just called it.
I'm going to shoot it.
Alright, so you try to shoot it.
So you draw your weapon?
I draw my weapon.
So then we immediately split. You're also drawing your
feet. Yeah, you that made a lot of sense.
First, but we got the flashlights first.
How did you know you were in a horrible unit then?
How did you know? First thing I said,
we were on the alien ship and we were looking for, you know, cats to rescue and ripping through the floor.
Well, you spin it, it goes on.
Okay.
It switches about and stops keeping. How's the screen
yet?
Oh, he's better now.
Leaning out of his ears. I'm gonna call the other group to warn them that there's these little bug things. I'm gonna try to.
Do we get a message?
It's very faint, but yeah.
Okay. I warned them what we ran into, and then I hit them to their wounds.
Wax or
the lobster thing.
Hey, lobster thing. Dangerous.
Shoot first, dangerous, noisy, aggressive.
Noisy?
They scream and make you fall down.
Okay. Scream and make you fall down.
Do you need any help? Do you need any help with the others?
Sure. I only found light pods of Kazin and people there.
These are smaller. Mm. Or they're native to this dimension.
Dimension, huh? Give it away.
Oops.
Okay,
so the other four of you, you're walking down. Who's going first? I need a marching order. You get a test.
Security. So, we need flashlight and security. Okay.
Security and flashlight. You want to carry the flashlight in the second row.
Alright. Security, flashlight, and then.
You have two flashlights.
There are two flashlights. Yeah, two flashlights.
So the two little guys have flashlights?
Okay.
That makes sense.
I'll just carry a flashlight, or?
I can carry a flashlight. You can carry a figure and a flashlight at the same time, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I sit my shaking.
You just not carry
a flashlight.
You can see in the dark light, right? Okay, I'll carry the flashlight. Yeah, the scissor.
Alright, so security guys going first.
I'll go last.
Wait, security can take care of flashlight, too.
True.
Yeah. I'll go last.
Okay.
So if you carry a flashlight or not?
I say no.
Yeah.
Okay. So Chris, second, I guess.
Okay, no. Give Chris the flashlight.
Okay.
So you've been trying to get flashlight, and you're third. Okay. And you're behind, watching the rear.
Yeah.
Wait, you're a cat, right?
It doesn't say anything about cats being able to see the dark.
True. We'll take infrared.
Ultra. No light vision.
All right. So you're making your way slowly across.
You found yourself in the park.
Yeah.
Where are you living?
Doing most of my moving tomorrow. But it's on college. It's one of the standard large chunk of apartment complexes on college. About 1 or 2 blocks that way.
Like a dirty?
Yeah, block over. Like that. Here's the name of the street.
So you pass the door. Like about halfway, you pass through the door.
Shannon says one of the CSU guys used to live there.
I think it's where John used to live. Or so it was, I expect. The door.
Anyway, so you pass the elevator.
then.
All of a sudden, bursting through the elevator door. To Andorian.
The elevator doors, the elevators are working? Without power? Okay.
They were just hiding in the elevator.
Yeah.
Don't shoot
the door. They look crazed.
They look crazed. They don't have their antennas.
Okay.
They're ripped off.
They have
antennas? Yeah, they have antennas.
So
the blue skin guy.
So what happens to Andorans that have their antennas ripped off?
You're crazy.
It makes them really mad.
Well, it hurts a lot. Their antennas help them hear a lot better.
Well, hopefully they'll see good
instructions. Hopefully they have self-defense to rip them off themselves.
And not attack us.
That makes sense.
But they seem to be blood crazy or something.
They're crazy from the noise.
Well, I did not shoot them when they originally occurred, assuming they're Andorans and don't want to be shot.
I shoot them.
How convenient for the lobster people to attack.
Yeah, strange that.
I shoot them.
Alright, initiative.
Initiative is the coordination plus the action, right?
Yep.
Five.
Okay. Seven. Oh, the Richter.
Yeah.
All right. Seven goes first. So the two of them, and we're gonna be
blood crate, right?
Yeah. They're gonna kill you. With their whatever kitchen is.
We know that immediately.
Is it gonna kill you?
Yeah.
They seem to be coming at you with their knives.
Okay.
Now at the last second they could pull up and say, surprise.
But they're doubtful.
I'm gonna click the character you want to shoot for
the
first
time.
Alright.
So that was your seven?
No, my seven.
Okay. You're trying to summon? Okay. So shoot him.
Yeah,
sure,
too. That's
true. Shoot the three guys will.
Shooting is good,
dirty,
yeah.
I got a 7.
30 plus quarters.
Yeah,
so you hit one and you have it on heavy stuff?
With
or
the
there's like light, medium, and heavy?
Heavy?
Heavy? Heavy it is.
For you guys, yeah, I think it is really.
Light set of light stuff.
Okay. You know, we don't actually want to stun them.
What I.
4 plus. 40 plus 6.
Light sounds probably useful for practice.
Sure, yeah, but for missions like this.
For stopping someone from killing you.
Heavy.
Okay.
I don't want to take the risk of someone having a heart attack when I shoot
them. 18.
It's the future. You can save people.
So you hit him. He staggers back.
I set my strap right.
He's still coming.
Right.
Told you.
Although.
Really blood crazy.
I will spend my next turn setting my set up to heavy stuff.
You can do that so far.
Okay.
Just one.